I'm starting a new part of the Antlers and Hicks podcast that'll be aimed at my brothers in the world, guys that I know and guys that I don't know. I'm going to call these micro podcasts Man to Man. There won't be any music. There won't be any ads. These podcasts will be simply my thoughts on issues that men face today. Now, ladies, you're more than welcome to listen if you feel like it. In the last few years, I've been fortunate to be exposed to some outstanding leadership training. I've also been exposed to some that missed the mark. It's been on my mind recently to share some of those thoughts on leadership with you guys, but from a family leadership aspect, a real man's aspect. A lot of you know my passion for archery. I've had a bow in my hand since 1983. I've seen the sport grow more in the last 5 years than it did in the previous 20. A big driver of that growth are guys like Cameron Haynes. Now, Cam is an ultramarathon runner, and he's an extremely accomplished bow hunter. And his mantra is lift, run, shoot, where he encourages his followers to run more miles than they ever have daily, to lift on more days than they normally would, and to shoot their bow every day. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, it sounds like a fulfilling life, but guys, I've tried it, and trust me, it is a grind. The mentality that it takes to make this lifestyle successful also thrives off a self-focused mindset where nothing gets in the way of the lift-run-shoot life. Nothing. Now, I'm not here to bash Cam's lifestyle. It's obviously worked for him, and he's made a good living out of it because he still maintains a regular job like normal people. But does his lifestyle work for everyone? I once knew a young man who found himself in his early 30s with a beautiful wife and two young babies, and he was staring at a proposition that he'd always wanted. A nationwide hunting magazine wanted him to write for them. This was it. His chance to do what he'd always wanted to do. And on top of that, he and his friends had just started a small magazine themselves, and it was on fire. His life was perfect. Now, he had a day job, but writing for the big publication, along with writing and editing the small magazine, would be the perfect side hustle that might lead to more one day. All he had to do was work hard. His job started at 5 a.m., and when he'd come home at 4 every afternoon, he'd immediately immerse himself in writing or research. Every day was spent on his craft. Now, he'd stop for dinner or a quick visit with the family, but after everyone else had gone to bed, he was back at it. Weekends were filled with hunting and writing. It never stopped. But in his mind, he was living the dream. What he didn't see was his family was slowly falling apart. He never spent time with his wife. The time with his kids was fun, but he was always thinking of the next article or the next issue and just simply how to get ahead. 3 years later, the wheels fell off and his family was broken. One sobering night, he realized his mistake. He was too busy focused on his dreams and his goals and not how to help his family achieve their dreams or their goals. You see, guys, the best leaders don't lead from the front. They don't point or let others do all the work. They don't have the I or me mentality. They work from the we mentality. The best leaders make sure their team have what it needs to be successful. They help other members reach their goals. They're counselors and ears when a team member has trouble. They're decision makers when forks in the road come up. But above all else, leaders are accountable for the needs of their team and not the needs of themselves. Oh, the young guy I was talking about earlier who was living his dream? Yeah, that was me. People ask me all the time why I don't write anymore. They say I was good at it. Well, it's simple. Deadlines, commitments, edits, rewrites. Those aren't set by me. They're set by somebody else. Everything I do now is on my time. I shoot my bow on my time. I may write a long social media post, but it's on my time. This podcast is on my time. I've committed to helping with a local bass tournament. But again, it's on my time. But make no mistake about it. When it comes to my girls, it's their time every time. So I'm speaking from experience when I say this. If you worked for a boss who treated you like you treat your family, what would you say about that leader and why? Are they selfish, disconnected? Are they angry? Or are they compassionate, caring, and fair? Now, if it's good things, man, keep plugging. You're doing great. But if there's room for improvement, I encourage you to make those changes necessary to help your team grow. Now, there's another aspect of leadership that I've been striving to get better at as well. That's spiritual leadership. See, there's all kind of classes and books and podcasts about general leadership. But how does one become an effective spiritual leader in their family? Well, I'm still on this journey, but I can tell you this. I've learned more from the weekly Bible study group that I'm a part of and the men's retreat that I recently went on about spiritual leadership than I ever thought I would. I encourage anybody who's interested in that to find a group that they're comfortable with and get involved. I think you're going to find it more fulfilling than you ever thought you ever would have. What I'm trying to say, guys, is this. When you're an old man, those selfish things you're doing now won't be taking your old tail to the doctor's appointments, and they won't be holding your hand in the last days like your family will. Take care of them. Put them first. My name is Greg Hicks, and this is the Antlers and Hicks Micro Podcast, Man to Man, Episode 1. I hope you guys got something out of this one, and I hope you guys have a great week.